The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll think this and still call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you. To tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. Nah, I can't say I'll be alright without you. And I can't say that I haven't tried to, but all your stuff is gone. I erased all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I thought.
Hello, human beings. It's Alfie's podcast, and thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. And in today's podcast, it will be based on, were you the same person you were freshman year opposed to your senior year? Have you ever really thought about it, like really sat down and just thought so hard on one subject? And I kind of came to the conclusion, I really sat down and just thought about it, like, man, we're seniors now. Can you believe it? We're already ready to graduate, and it's been so long, but the time passes so fast. Like, you're just like realizing, like, what happened to time? Like, where did the time go, you know? And so, you know, I kind of realized from my freshman year to my senior year, I've dramatic changes, you know, a lot of different things going on, like something that you really never would be willing to experience, you know. So for my freshman year, you know, I came in to be very, like, shy, very, you know, not very social with other people besides the people I already knew with my friends. And so it's been kind of it's pretty fast year. You know, you want to enjoy your freshman year because, you know, time flies very fast. And, you know, from my freshman year experience, man, it came so quick. You know, from 1 year, you're already a freshman, the next year, a sophomore, and then you're a junior, then you're a senior. And, you know, when I became a freshman, you know, I was, like, super intrigued. I was super excited by it. And, you know, so my freshman year, I started doing a lot of school activities. I got into a lot of, like, ASB. I got into, like, more sports. I did wrestling, track, you know, a lot of stuff. You know, by my sophomore year, it kind of got a little depressing, you know. We started doing more practice testings for the KC, which we never ended up doing. So, you know, that kind of sucked. And so, you know, it was really pretty frustrating at the time. And so you also get to learn things, like you start seeing things, and, you know, it's like, man, like, where did the time go? And, you know, you start realizing some stuff. But by then, you know, your junior year comes and hits you in the head. Like, you know, you're grown, you're almost done one more year, you know. So my junior year, it was kind of like very lit. That's where I started getting more hyped, not because of school hype, you know. You started turning up after school, you start going to dances, you start going to, like, you start hanging out with other people, you know, more hyped up people. You're not just right there sitting down with the same boring people you sat since your freshman year. No, that's not me. My experience was, you know, I started going out way more, started hanging out with way more hype people, more people who are more down than the usual. And so, yeah, so, you know, I started working also my junior year, started making money, started saving up money, and, you know, now my senior year came around, and I started being a lot more social. I started being more, like, you know, outgoing, more realistic with people, started being not of a bully, but more direct with people and with their issues. And so, you know, you realize that you start cutting off a lot of people out your life that you started with. And, you know, that's what I did. I cut people off who were, like, an anchor to my life. So my senior comes around. It's just like, man, like, you're just like, it's the last year. You got to be the best year of your life. And from my experience, you know, it was pretty lit. It was actually, like, unexpectedly pretty good. And, you know, right now it's just like coming to an end. You're just realizing, like, man, like, what happened to all of us? Like, we all just start realizing that, man, like, you just started with a lot of friends. You cut down to, like, at least one or two good friends. And, you know, just it's pretty realistic. It really hits you. But at the same time, you got to realize you're just not always going to be the perfect thing. You know, you're not going to end with a lot of people as friends. But, you know, you see who the real people are by the end of the years. And, you know, you get to meet a lot of new teachers, cool teachers like Miss Lydioff, you know, doing things that make you look like not a weirdo, but it makes you look super awkward in public by doing this podcast, obviously. And so, yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's my high school experience from my freshman year to my senior year, you know. I'm a total different person than I usually would been my freshman year, obviously. So, yeah. So thank you for guys for listening to this podcast today. Deuces.